122. Man is the supreme talisman. Lack of a proper education hath, however, deprived him of that which he doth inherently possess. Through a word proceeding out of the mouth of God, he was called into being. By one word more, he was guided to recognize the source of his education. By yet another word, his station and destiny were safeguarded. The great being saith, regard man as a mine rich in gems of inestimable value. Education can alone cause it to reveal its treasures and enable mankind to benefit therefrom. If any man were to meditate on that which the scriptures, sent down from the heaven of God's holy will, have revealed, he would readily recognize that their purpose is that all men shall be regarded as one soul, so that the seal bearing the words, "The kingdom shall be God's," may be stamped on every heart, and the light of divine bounty, of grace and mercy, may envelop all mankind. The one true God, exalted be his glory, hath wished nothing for himself. The allegiance of mankind profiteth him not, neither doth its perversity harm him. The bird of the realm of utterance voiceth continually this call. All things have I willed for thee, and thee too for thine own sake. If the learned and worldly wise men of this age were to allow mankind to inhale the fragrance of fellowship and love, every understanding heart would apprehend the meaning of true liberty and discover the secret of undisturbed peace and absolute composure. Were the earth to attain this station and be illumined with its light, it could then be truly said of it, "Thou shalt see in it no hollows or rising hills."